Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Queen of the Ratchet is being sponsored by Self-Entitled Movies. Unless you got one of those, you can't ever come for me, bitch. We're also being sponsored by Dues. Pay them before you try to put hate in somebody's comment section.
There's a week old, and I knew it from the start. Bitch, that shit you talked online will not go far.
That song is one of the latest songs that Queen of the Ratchet has done. You can listen to that song on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, any musical streaming service you like. Go get your life! And we're back with a special episode of Queen of the Ratchet, with the topic being self-entitled movies and what Disney got wrong with them. I'm Coella DeVille from the self-entitled movie, Coella. Not too many people can say that they have one but two self-entitled movies. I'm Maleficent from Disney's self-entitled movie, Maleficent.
It's reading Narcissism and Knobby Knees, if you ask me.
It's reading Egotistical Elephants That Live in the Third Chakra, if you ask me.
Excuse me, I wasn't invited to this self-entitled topic section, but I think that my self-entitled movie will always reign supreme over in Disney. Disney World.
Look at here, you Taylor Swift tramp. If it wasn't for me, you would still be talking to rats and roaches, okay?
At the end of the day, say what you want, Tremaine, but your name is not on a self-entitled project.
Neither is yours, bitch. They might know you at the clinic, but they definitely don't know you at the movie theater, ho.
Anyway, I'm just gonna say this. Just because it's Disney doesn't mean they got it right. Coella was great, Emma Stone was okay, but they could have hired a black woman.
You know, a black Coella DeVille would have been an interesting choice.
Jennifer Lewis would have made an incredible Coella DeVille.
Oh, and Kiki Palmer would have played an outstanding younger Coella.
But you know, a lot of these unbutter biscuits would have went cuckoo and lost their Ku Klux crazy ass mind if they found out that their beloved Coella DeVille was a black woman. The same way they could have cast Maleficent as a black woman.
You know, you're right. I love me some Angelina Jolie. But Angela Bassett would have murdered that role, literally, and got an Oscar for it.
I would love to see Angela Bassett play Maleficent. So the first thing that we're saying that both movies got wrong is that they should have hired a black woman. I mean, Disney characters are literally based off of black and brown people anyway, but we don't want to go down that spiritual rabbit hole.
The way that Disney has depicted me in the movies is literally a defamation of character. All I wanted was my damn sea bat.
But of course, King Triton colonized the sea like the unseasoned have done all over this planet. That's why the earth is in shambles right now. Too many white spaces and not enough black faces.
You know what I think they got wrong with the last Coella DeVille movie? I felt like it was too much like the Joker and not necessarily about who Coella was as a person.
Why don't they just do a movie with all of the Disney villains in it? Kind of like an anti-hero movie starring Maleficent, Coella, Lady Tremaine, and all of the other ones. You could call it, I don't know, Queen of the Ratchet. But you know what? That means that Disney would have to get off their unseasoned ass and give us a cut of the pot. They don't want to do that. Be careful, Coella, before you get locked away in Disney's magic vault.
I've been there plenty of times. Ain't nothing but a bunch of Bible thumpers on their knees doing Bible study in a bathhouse.
Ain't nothing wrong with Bible study in the bathhouse. You gotta get it in where it fit in, okay? You know what? I'm done with y'all for the day. Let's ask the petty audience what they think. What do y'all think of the self-entitled movies that Disney has made, and what did they get wrong with them? Comment below!
Also, darling, if you want to recommend a topic for the Queen of the Ratchet podcast to talk about, please follow us on Discord, darling, and let the pettiness begin.
Ta-ta!